Venezia, poi travame, piterevame, uccidiavame, uscicaezia, poi travame, piterevame, uccidiavame. Lepě bylo jí, za desu prvý, jak to bylo jí. Do kochano jí, do rumiano jí, zirky jasno jí, polumiano jí. Do kochano jí, do rumiano jí, zirky jasno jí, polumiano jí.
Canada, a prolific group that goes by the name of Kalena, which means cranberry, and that is from their CD called Seam, which means seven, and a Cajun version of a traditional Ukrainian folk song, Stezhichko Moya, which means my destiny, and that rendition was called Stezhichko Moya Zydeko. Вітаю вас всіх, шановні радіослухачі, на радіопередачу «Наш голос» радіо українського коріння по мережі PCJ Radio, яка подається вам з Британської Колумбії в Канаді. З вами Павліна Макворі, дякую, що рішили перебути зі мною наступну годину. Hello there and welcome to «Наш голос» Ukrainian Roots Radio, coming to you from Vancouver Island on the west coast of Canada, courtesy PCJ Radio. I'm your host, Paulette Demchuk-Macquarie, Pokrinska Pavlina, and I'm delighted to have you with me. Whether you're tuning in on AM, FM, or shortwave radio, on your mobile phone, streaming, time-shifting via podcast, however you found us, a very warm welcome to you, Vitayu. We have a great program lined up for you. We've got Victor's vignettes coming up, and he'll be telling you all about his English teacher. As well, we've got Ukrainian Jewish heritage and a report on their recent propaganda conference, which I attended about a little over a month ago now. As well, we'll have an interview, which I recorded at that conference in Lviv with some young military students, and we'll be talking all about their career choices and aspirations. So stay tuned for all of that. As well, we'll have news from Ukraine, courtesy Ukraine Today, our proverb of the week, other items of interest, and great Ukrainian music. And coming up next is Oksana Mucha from Ukraine and a song called «На камені ноги мею», on the rocks, washing my feet.
На камені ноги мию, на камені стою. Кругом мене чари сиплять, а я ся не бою. Чари сиплять, а я ся не бою. Кругом мене чари сиплять, а я не боюся. Ходи швидше до осені, бо я віддаюся. Ходи швидше до осені, бо я віддаюся.
Віддаюся. Віддаюся. Віддаюся. Віддаюся. Віддаюся. Я
вечора, то я притулюся.
Золотий ювілей української культури в Паркланд-околиці. Канадський національний український фестиваль в Дофін, Манітоба. Відбудеться від 31 липня по 2 серпня. Святкуйте 50 неймовірних років української культури з музикою і танцями гуртів з усієї Канади та України. Якщо ви ніколи не були в фестивалі або не були тут роками, прошу розгляньте це запрошення. За квитками контактуйтеся по телефону 1-877-474-2683 або по інтернету cnuf.ca. Ласкаво просимо!
Welcome to Victor's Vignettes, stories about life in Soviet and post-Soviet Ukraine by Viktor Sergeyev of Mykolaiv, Ukraine. I am Serhiy Kaznodiy in Toronto. I studied English from 1978 to 1997. I love the English language, and improving my English language skills remains a passionate hobby even now. My English language teacher was unusual, to say the least. For one thing, he used Western songs to teach English. Nobody else did this, and we loved him for it. His favorite song was This Land Is Your Land. He always sang it when any guitar happened to be around. There was great significance in guitar playing for us back in those days. In the former USSR, our musical choices were limited. Generally, people played it safe and stuck to light-hearted and even silly songs or sad prison songs. So a man playing rock and roll or country in English was very special indeed. The state didn't make it easy to teach English. Some topics in Soviet English class were absolutely taboo. Things like card suits. And of course, no one could ever learn from textbooks the meaning of phrases like Jack of Diamonds or Deuce of Hearts. Maybe the state wanted to ensure a truly Soviet way of life, or maybe to prevent gambling in some future communist utopia. Whatever the reason, common Western items like cards, dice, and domino were completely absent from the vocabulary, censored by the guardians of the Soviet state education system. Needless to say, this greatly hampered any attempts to learn to speak English like a Westerner. Not that such things were unknown to us, of course. They were in fact quite popular, just not spoken about openly. But my English language teacher did his best for us. From time to time, he provided us with things like the entire set of slang words for drug users, drunkards, juvenile delinquents, and other controversial aspects of life in the free world. This was actually a very dangerous thing for him to do, but he never paid much attention to rules and restrictions. He often spoke English to militia officers whenever he encountered them on the street, in shops, or wherever. This created the impression that he was a foreigner, a guest in our country, and so they allowed him to do whatever he wanted to do. In those days, military officers did not speak any other languages besides Russian and Ukrainian, so they always held any person who spoke a foreign language in awe. Of course, he never pushed his luck, but he loved to play practical jokes on people while posing as a foreigner. To be an English language teacher in a technical vocational university in a city closed to foreigners was a real challenge. Located in our city were three big shipyards where military ships for the Soviet Navy were built. As a result, there were a lot of restrictions, such as no foreigners, even from socialist countries, no taking photos from plans, and the like. Neighboring cities like Sebastopol or Izmail had much more serious military restrictions. But in Mykolaiv, these easy restrictions were always overcome with a smile. Eventually, times changed, along with the name of our university. In the 1980s, it was called the Nikolaev Shipbuilding Institute. In 1990, it was renamed the Ukrainian State Maritime University. Today, it is the National University of Shipbuilding, named after Admiral Makarov, a prominent 19th century Russian Navy commander. Incidentally, in 1933, this name was also awarded to our university. By 1992, American students finally appeared at our university. When the first visiting American students encountered my English language teacher, they would say, "This American speaks really good Russian." I had the pleasure of studying with him for 3 years as a student, after that as a member of his English club, then in private at his home. His name was Lev Yurievich Bonushko. God bless him. May he rest in peace and his memory be eternal. Vechnaya pamyat. I do not recall the exact year he died, but I do know that shortly afterwards, his wife and daughter left for Israel. Over the years, I have practiced my English whenever and with whomever I could. I still do it, including here on Naj Holos. English is my passion and will always be one of my favorite hobbies. These are the words of Viktor Sergeyev in Mykolaiv, Ukraine. I'm Serhiy Kaznady in Toronto, Canada. I hope you enjoyed this edition of Viktor's Vignettes, stories from the life of Viktor Sergeyev in Mykolaiv, Ukraine. You can find Viktor's original transcripts and commentary at his blog, Vignettes, Life in Ukraine. For audio archives and links, visit www.nashholos.com. So until next time, до побачення!
Це наша земля, це наші полі, від Галіфакс до другого моря. Це наша земля, це наші полі, це є наш новий край. Як я приїхав до цього краю і видів горе, ліси і морі, тут була пуща і файне полі. Це наш новий край. This land is your land, This land is my land, from Buena Vista to Vancouver Island, from the Arctic Circle to the Great Lake waters. This land is made you and me. Це наша земля, це наші полі, від Галіфаксу другого моря. Це наша земля, це наші полі, це є наш новий край. Це є наш новий край.
And that was a Ukrainian-Canadian version of This Land Is Your Land, as mentioned in Victor's vignette. And that was performed by an iconic duo that harkens back to an era in about the 1960s or so. And the duo was named Mickey and Bunny. And coming up now is the Cubasonics from Edmonton, Alberta. And this is an original composition written by the lead man of the Cubasonics, Brian Cherwick, and it is the story of Mickey and Bunny.
Modest was a farm boy who moved on into town. Simple country living wasn't gonna hold him down. He trained for a profession and the riches it might bring, but most of all he really loved to sing. Odessa came from Rosa, from a farm up on a ridge. Said she first met Modest in the city on a bridge. She was gonna be a teacher, children underneath her wing, but most of all, she really loved to sing. Modest and Odessa traveling the land, played Ukrainian country western music with their band. Made lots of records, made lots of songs of the day, but most of all, they really loved to play. They'd rehearse till they were polished, then on the road they'd go. Any town with two Ukrainians, they'd stop and do their show. They made 18 record albums and they broadened their appeal, sang half in English, half Ukrainian, half in appeal. Straight. Here's a rumor that persists. Modest sold a lot of drugs. Well, he was a licensed pharmacist. Modest and Odessa traveling the land, played Ukrainian country western music with their band. Made lots of records, made lots of money, better known as Mickey and Bunny.
Слухайте радіопрограму «Наш голос» Радіо Українського коріння по мережі PCJ Radio, яка подається вам англійською мовою з Британської Колумбії в Канаді. You're listening to «Наш голос» Ukrainian Roots Radio on the PCJ Radio Network, coming to you from Vancouver Island in beautiful British Columbia, Canada. Up next, a look at Ukraine's rich Jewish heritage, then and now. Brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter Initiative, based in Toronto, Ontario.
Welcome to Ukrainian Jewish Heritage on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. I'm Peter Baker. Toxic terminology and the sinister manipulation of language can lead to murder. A recent conference held in the Ukrainian cities of Kyiv and Lviv in early June underlined the dangers inherent in the misuse of the spoken and written word. The seduction of propaganda, mass violence in Ukraine in the 20th and 21st centuries, featured leading international and Ukrainian academics and public figures in wide-ranging discussions of the lethal impact of propaganda. Their chilling analysis showed how the mechanisms of propaganda used by totalitarian regimes provoked and legitimized violence against three peoples: the Jews in Hitler's Holocaust, the Ukrainians during Stalin's Holodomor, or terror famine, and the Crimean Tatars in their deportation. The conference also outlined how current academic knowledge can help counteract the politicized and mythologized interpretations of the tragic events of the past. Dr. Wendy Loewer, a leading American scholar of the Holocaust, reminded us that truth is the greatest enemy of the totalitarian state. The Nazis suppressed free speech and alternative sources of information, severely narrowing the means for individual thought. With the Nazi regime in full control of information and propaganda, one can better understand the cynical comment by Propaganda Minister Joseph Goebbels that if you tell a lie big enough and repeat it often enough, people will believe it. Dr. Loewer explained how the exclusion of Jews from society was done openly, thus enlisting the complicity of the surrounding non-Jewish population. Vilifying photos, notorious anti-Semitic books or films, and other material degraded the Jews, poisoning society and laying the groundwork for physical extermination. Professor Lyudmila Hrinevich, director of the Holodomor Ukrainian Research Center at the National Academy of Sciences of Ukraine, explained how the Soviet propaganda machine prepared the psychological foundation for the famine against the Ukrainian peasantry in the 1930s. A mass propaganda campaign was created to first define exactly who was the enemy. Labels created divisions in society and instilled the idea of us versus them. The targeted enemies were demonized and then dehumanized as dangerous predators who deserved persecution and extermination. Hrinevich highlighted the fact that this campaign was created to legitimize a crime. Furthermore, the efforts to create a utopian communist society silenced for generations any discussion of crimes in the past. Crimean researcher Dr. Gulnara Bekarova addressed the fate of the Crimean Tatars, uprooted by Stalin from a homeland they had settled in the 14th century. Demonization through radio broadcasts was a preparatory step to social stigmatization and the marginalization of a minority labeled a traitor nation. Exiled to the wilds of Central Asia, the Tatars struggled for decades to return to their historic homeland, which is now tragically once again under hostile Russian occupation. Propaganda was part of the preparation for the framework of mass killings and destruction of communities in the 20th century. The conference helped us to achieve a deeper understanding of the nature and threat of destructive propaganda. This understanding is essential at the beginning of the 21st century, where we witness Russian propaganda becoming a tool not only to provoke inter-ethnic hatred, but also to discredit and destroy the Ukrainian democratic space as well. In a future segment, we will return to the conference's themes of propaganda in our time, most notably in the use of disinformation and Putin's war in Donbass. This has been Ukrainian Jewish Heritage on Nash Hollis Ukrainian Roots Radio. From San Francisco, I'm Peter Baker. Until next time, Shalom.
Ukrainian Jewish Heritage is brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter Initiative based in Toronto, Ontario. To find out more, visit them at ukrainianjewishencounter.org and follow them on Facebook and Twitter. For transcripts and audio files of this and earlier broadcasts of Ukrainian Jewish Heritage, please visit the Nash Hollis website, www.nashhollis.com. We'll be right back.
пацан, та й гасло партизан. Промовив без акценту, разів я і цього досить, бо ласкаво просимо на вході весело, сказав Петро. Вони зайшли туди, де сестри і брати завненьку можуть вивернуть нутро. Криївка як рентген, сканує кожен ген і зразу визначає, хто ти є. Чи зрадник, чи герой, чи просто геморой, шукаєш на сідалище своє. Ідентифікація загрози нації і провокації, пролити кров. Свідомо йшли туди, де сестри і брати заминку можуть вивернуть нутро. Один з місцевих бедуїн за жирою поліз до пацанів. Пішло, поїхало, щелепу вдихало, та досі приводу ще не було. Якого йшли туди, де сестри і брати заминку можуть вивернуть нутро. Коли вже їх авдах розвіяв весь напряг,
Rockabilly group from Ukraine by the name of Otvinta with a song called Simnatsyat Moskodiv, which means 17 Muscovites. Now the latest news stories from Ukraine, courtesy Ukraine's first international English news channel, Ukraine Today.
Representatives from Russia, Ukraine, militant forces and Europe's OSCE watchdog have met in the Belarusian capital Minsk for further talks towards finding a diplomatic solution to stem the conflict in eastern Ukraine. In a briefing after the talks, OSCE Special Ambassador Martin Sajdik said the decision on pulling out weapons of less than 100 millimeter caliber may be reached at the next meeting. In the security group, the questions that are known to you were discussed, including Shirokina and pulling out of guns of caliber less than 100 millimeters. And there were really very deep talks here on the issue, and we hope that we can make a decision next time. Negotiations focused on security, economic, political, and humanitarian issues. Enforcing and monitoring the pullback of heavy weapons from the front line in Donbass was also one of the main talking points. There is no functioning rule of law on militant-controlled territory in eastern Ukraine. That was the experience of the Council of Europe Commissioner for Human Rights, Neil Muzhniks, during a recent visit to the Restiv region. He recalled entering the occupied regions with one goal, to show local insurgent leaders that they will be held accountable for human rights violations committed in areas under their control.
I was in Donetsk. I tried to signal that similar obligations apply to the people there. They are responsible for what happens there, especially now since Ukraine has derogated from the convention and said that we don't control these territories. We cannot guarantee human rights there.
Muzhniks also said he believed it was important to act fast to keep the militant-held territories integrated into the Ukrainian legal framework.
My fear is that this region is becoming more isolated. You have more rubles in circulation there than hryvnia now. After the permit system was introduced, the flow of people back and forth has become less. Very long lines at checkpoints, fewer checkpoints open. children being born there who don't have documents that are recognized anywhere.
Last month, the United Nations warned that serious human rights violations continue on a daily basis in eastern Ukraine, including illegal detentions, torture, lack of justice, and human trafficking.
Plans are being made to expand the joint military training program between the U.S. and Ukraine as Washington begins lining up funding for the project, the Wall Street Journal reports. Any decision to expand the program will ultimately be made by the White House. Meanwhile, training continues at this military base in West Ukraine. More than 300 U.S. paratroopers pass on some of their skills to Ukrainian National Guard soldiers within the framework of the U.S. Fearless Guardian training program, which is due to last over a six-month period. Visiting U.S. Army Chief of Staff told reporters that the exercises were intended for mutual growth between Ukrainian and U.S. troops.
I'd like to emphasize that this training is shared training. It is the American forces training the Ukrainian forces, and it's the Ukrainian forces also training American forces.
The program focused on casualty evacuation and weapons handling. Many of the Ukrainian soldiers have already fought in the country's east against Russian-backed militant forces. One serviceman said the new medical skills could be life-saving.
In general, we already knew a lot of things. It was like a refresher of material or something new, like providing first aid, operating unmanned aircraft, fighting terrorism, operating cars and military vehicles, and mapping and trail orienteering.
The United States so far has declined to provide Ukraine with lethal weapons, fearing that would only escalate Ukraine's war with Russia.
Ukraine's president has urged lawmakers to change the law so that high-ranked officials caught accepting bribes will not be let out on bail. Petro Poroshenko promised that law enforcement, prosecutors and customs officers would be first to be jailed if caught. The fight against corruption was the main theme of meetings in Ukraine's port city of Odessa, with senior police officials, regional administration staff, and the new governor, former Georgian president Mikhail Saakashvili. A brand new European-style police patrol unit, trained by California cops and due to hit the streets in September, was also announced as part of Saakashvili's ambitious reforms program.
The ongoing fighting in East Ukraine with Russian-backed insurgents has been at the top of the agenda during a bilateral meeting between the foreign ministers of Canada and Australia on the sidelines of the Australia-Canada Economic Leadership Forum. Foreign Affairs Minister Rob Nicholson said that a wide array of issues had also been discussed.
Ms. Bishop and I have had a very productive bilateral meeting during which we discussed a number of regional and international issues of common interest, such as the co-location of our diplomatic offices in Ukraine and Laos, the fight against ISIL and violent extremism, as well as recent developments and challenges in the Asia-Pacific region.
The bilateral meeting between the two ministers included a signature from both on a joint declaration for diplomatic network cooperation.
And with that, we've come to the end of this week's Ukraine News Roundup. For more breaking stories on Ukraine, follow Ukraine Today on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and their live blog at uatoday.tv. Was the inimitable Ukrainian storyteller and musician Sashko and a traditional Ukrainian march. Ви слухаєте радіопрограму «Наш голос» Радіо Українського коріння по мережі PCJ Radio, яка подається вам з Британської Колумбії в Канаді. You're listening to «Наш голос» Ukrainian Roots Radio on the PCJ Radio Network, coming to you from Vancouver Island in beautiful British Columbia, Canada. I'm your host, Pavlina. On my recent trip to Ukraine last month, I attended a conference put on by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter Initiative of Toronto, which sponsored my trip and attendance at this outstanding event. The theme, as you heard earlier on the show, for this 30-day conference was the seduction of propaganda and its role in mass violence in Ukraine in the 20th and 21st centuries. The first 2 days of the conference were held in Ukraine's capital city of Kyiv, in Ukrainian House near Maidan Nezalezhnost, the most recent scene of state-sanctioned violence in which over 100 unarmed protesters were murdered just last year. The third day of the conference was held in the iconic western Ukrainian city of Lviv at the Ukrainian Catholic University. Military students and cadets were in attendance at both cities, and I had the good fortune to speak with a few of them in Lviv just before the conference started out in the hall, and we talked about their career choices and aspirations. Як ви називаєтеся? What is your name?
На англійській чи на English? My name is Галина Патраківська.
My name is Anastasia Okayevich.
My name is Оксана Кращук.
Now, these three girls are in military fatigues, and we're here at Ukrainian Catholic University in Lviv. There is a conference here by Ukrainian Jewish Encounter. And are you here to attend the conference?
Yes. We come here just to listen conference, but we don't take part
in this conference.
Yes.
Okay. How old are you?
I am 25.
I'm 19 years old.
I'm 19.
And why have you joined the military?
I don't know how to explain it. My parents are not military. I am first from my family who is in military, who go to military academy. And before academy, I was in a military unit. I was on contract here. I was soldier. And I don't know how to explain. I like this. I like this life, military life, because it's... I don't know how to explain.
You serve your country? Is it because you serve your country?
Yes, yes. I love my my country. I love my nation, and I want that it be in access сказати в захисті, in protect. And I want to do all for that.
As for me, all men in my family are military men, and when I must enter university, they ask me what you want. As for me, I prefer military because I like it. It's very interesting, and I think girls must enter to the military academy. It's very interesting.
I haven't military parents too, and I first military man in my family, and I go to the academy because I am a patriot of my country, and I love my country, love people, and I want to protect. It's very interesting to me, and I want to study in the academy because it's very interesting.
What area of the military are you studying?
We study. Як то розказати?
Що? Скажи, я переведу.
We study program of
educational.
Сухопутні війська.
Ні.
Що?
Давай скажи. Що?
We have a new person who's joined our group. What is your name?
My name is Jake. I'm a cadet. I'm 3 years cadet. I study. My specialization is educational work and psyops.
What is that?
I'm studying in military academy named after Gateman Petrosa Radachny, and.
Розкажи, що ми вивчаємо.
We study psychology, tactic, and our specialty is psychological operations.
Fighting.
Okay, so this is what you said, it's psychological operations?
Yes.
Okay. And you're in the third year, you're a cadet, yes. And you two are in your
second.
And you're...
Yeah, and a third.
You're third. All right. So this is what you're studying. Are you in officer training?
Yes. After we graduated from this military academy, we will become an officer.
Do you have an area of expertise specifically that you wish to pursue once you become officers?
Yes, when I become officer, I also want to have special training about the military interpreting, because I will military interpreting, because I want to become the military interpreter.
And Oksana?
I don't know, maybe I want to take part in some course for my підвищення своїх навичок.
To improve
my skills.
Okay, and yourself?
As for me, I want to stay at the academy and to be a teacher and to improve my educated skills and to teach any
cadet
and different cadet psychologists. Only psychologist.
Oh,
yes.
All right, and yourself.
Before I entered to military academy, I teach in a civilian university, and I have a specialization. Yes, specialization. I am teacher.
Okay, so you will be teaching others like yourselves. All three of you, pretty much.
I graduated teacher for children, but now I teach for soldier. I don't want to stay on the one place. I want to take part in different practical training.
Do you want to go in the field? You want to go in the field?
Yes. Yes, in the field.
I want to travel the world. I want to see the Great Britain, Edinburgh. I want to see the U.S. It's my dream because I became studying English since I was 3 years old, and to become an officer and to become a military interpreter, it's the main thing for me because it will allow to me to make my dream come true.
Do you have a rank that you aspire to? For example, did you wish to become captain, major, lieutenant, colonel, general? Any of you want to go that high?
In Ukraine, we have such
soldier if he is not want to be to become general.
Especially, I believe that our girls will be the first female general in our country.
Bravo. Wonderful. Duje Diakou, thank you so much. And maybe perhaps you'll come and visit us in Canada sometime. I'm from Canada. Yes.
Thanks
a lot for this. Okay. Duje Diakou, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye. Goodbye.
В козацькій борні славного Богдана в визвольній війні, навіть на страту з мужністю йшов. Я був повстанцем, за свободу лив кров. Я був сотником у залізняка, хай там мацьких загонах хартувалась рука. Крізь огнисту броні йшли до бою ми знов. Я був повстанцем, за правду лив кров. Я був чорним вороном, подібним до тіні. У холодного яру останні години, хто ворогу здався, кого страх поборов, прийде повстанець і пролє вашу кров. Я був лісовим братом на Волині, до кінця опирався червоній лавині. Від безсилої люті скажені в людолов. Я повстанець.
20 лютого на Майдані. Проти снайперів, беркоту та поліцаїв. Так добре напалм на броні запалав. Я повстав, за свободу свою кров проливав. Я повстанцем залишуся, аж до загину. Не прогнати мене із своєї країни, щоб зради цих виплід у пекло зійшов. Я воюю на сході, кипить моя кров. Так, я повстанець, і кипить моя кров. Я повстав за свободу, тече моя кров.
Komuvnez and Arseny Bilodub with an original composition called Povstanets. And Povstanets means freedom fighter. Until recently, in contemporary Ukrainian vernacular, it referred to the freedom fighters of the Oun Upa era, the World War II, post-World War II era. But it does mean freedom fighter and rebel. And that is what this song goes back to, the 17th century Cossack era, and citing well-known Cossack names, Bohdan Khmelnytsky, Maxim Zaliznyak, goes through to the Volyn Forest brothers, and that brings us up to the Oun and Upa era of the 20th century, and then to the 21st century, February 20th on Maidan Square, February 20th, 2014, when the Maidan massacre happened, and it is carrying on right now in the Donbass. And the theme is, I was Povstanets through history up until now, and my blood is boiling, and my blood is flowing, and I stand for freedom. Komuvnez and Arseny Bilodub and Povstanets. For the very best in Ukrainian programming, tune in to Nasholas Ukrainian Roots Radio in Vancouver every Saturday at 6 p.m. Pacific Time on AM 1320 CHMB and streaming at am1320.com. As well, live in Nanaimo Wednesdays from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Pacific Time on CHLY 101.7 FM and online at chly.ca. And elsewhere in the world, here on the PCJ Radio Network on AM, FM, and shortwave radio. In between broadcasts, you can find us online at www.nasholas.com, where you can get links to podcast feeds of all three editions of the show. As well, make sure to follow Nasholas on Twitter, and please like our Facebook page and check out our blog, nasholas.blogspot.com. Нажами всіскін чоло наше програму, пора нам прощатися на ще один тиждень. Вже час додому і сказати до побачення. Але перед закінченням я хочу залишити вас такими словами мудрості. Є на світі і таких багато, що сьогодні принесе вам яйце, а завтра вже хоче курку мати. And our proverb of the week translates as, there are some people in the world who will give you an egg and expect a chicken in return. Well, that just about wraps it up for another edition of Nasholas Ukrainian Roots Radio here on the PCJ Radio Network. To take us to the end of our show, we have the Playboy Band from Edmonton and a traditional Ukrainian folk dance, the Woodcutter's Dance, called the Arkan. I'm Paulette Demchik-McPorry, Pokadinska Pavlina. On behalf of all of us here at Nasholas and PCJ Radio, thanks so much for listening. Until next time, do pobachenia.